Now dictation for Constance, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-C-E, Kushmaul, K-U-S-H-M-A-U-L, July 4, 49. Address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, a follow-up for Mrs. Kushmaul, comes accompanied with husband, last visit in April, underlying renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, treated for right-sided risk out with colchicine for a few days, seen in the emergency room, presently no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, mobility is very restricted, has underlying dementia, tremors, denied chest pain palpitation, syncope, denied orthopnea, PND, oxygen, review system otherwise is negative, medication list review. I will highlight blood pressure, metoprolol, hydralazine, amlodipine. Next paragraph, today blood pressure, 120 over 40. She's pleasant, no respiratory distress, has tremors at rest and on activity. Lungs are clear. No consolidation, pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap, no abdominal distension, tenderness, minimal edema. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. From August, no gross anemia. She did have elevated white blood cell count neutrophils, but it's not clear what happened at that time. A normal platelet count. Potassium at 5.4. Normal sodium acid base. Uric acid high 7.1. Creatinine 1.9, which is still his baseline. Present GFR 26 at stage 4. Normal calcium, albumin. Phosphorus was not done. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, no indication for dialysis, not symptomatic. Next number, hyperkalemia. We discuss about restricted potassium in the diet. She is not on ACE inhibitors or ARBs. Next number, hypertension appears to be well controlled. Next number, elevated uric acid, recent gout. Avoid anti-inflammatory agents if possible. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, stroke, dementia, tremors. Next number, prior aortic valve, prior bariatric surgery. Next number, aortic valve replacement. Next number, congestive heart failure, preserved ejection fraction, clinically stable. No evidence of pulmonary edema. Continue chemistry on a regular basis, come back on the next 4 to 6 months.